Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's now Monday morning. On the phone right now, fingers crossed this all works. Well, I say phone, girls. It's Zoom, isn't it? Done a few interviews over this Zoom, and I'm still trying to get the hang on it. On the Zoom, we've got Michelle, Abigail and Sue. Morning, girls.
Morning.
How are you all today? Did you have a nice weekend?
Lovely.
Beautiful weather. Thank you.
Lovely. Fantastic. Now, let me get this right. Correct me, ladies, if I'm wrong. You all work for St. Francis Hospice. Michelle is the Director of Retail and Trading, Interim Director for Volunteering at St. Francis Hospice. Is that right, Michelle?
That's correct.
Lovely. Abigail, you're actually one of the volunteers on the reception desk. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, fingers crossed I get this one right as well. Now, Sue, you're the amazing eBay queen, I've been told. Is that correct?
Oh, definitely.
Let's start off with Michelle. Now, I know it's Volunteers Week this week, Michelle. What would you like to say to the volunteers that that you're obviously looking for on a constant basis?
We are. So Volunteers Week normally runs from the 1st to the 6th of June. And last year we had a fantastic tea party for the volunteers. And we also had a disco in the evening. And I know, Sue, you were there. And it is a great time to really celebrate these people who give their precious gift of time. Yes, we're always looking for volunteers who give their time to us. We're up to around 1,100 at the moment, which is amazing. We've had a strategy for some time to get to 1,000, and we've done it, which is brilliant. However, this COVID has made everything different and changed.
Yeah.
So we have some different roles, and they will be on our website. So digital, definitely, for the fundraising teams, helping out in different events, making special planners, supporting Sue in our eBay, and we're going to be doing more of that as well. And obviously, you know, with the reception and inside the hospice. So, yeah, we're going to need you more than ever is the answer.
Now, a lot of the answers to this, because this COVID and this lockdown has caused a lot of problems, especially for St. Francis Hospice, because you rely on your outdoor events to raise money, don't you?
We do. We do. Yeah, and obviously that's not going to be able to happen at the moment. So the team have done a brilliant job. You know, go on that website and have a look. We've done a lot on Twitter, a lot on Facebook and Instagram on ways you can still donate. Even if you can't take part in these events, you can still support St. Francis Hospice.
And I really need to stress this a lot. You need as many donations as you can lay your hands on at the moment, because you have to get, correct me if I'm wrong, something like £8 million a year to keep the hospice running.
We do, and some. We do, and we need as much money, obviously, as possible, and donations, and people have done, you know, amazing things. You know, people have been running around their gardens and doing all sorts of things, supporting us with, support of the nurse, having brews at home, doing all those different things. They're all on the website, all of these ideas. But do get creative. Whatever you can do or give will help us. You know, signing up to our lottery is one big thing you can do. But there are many.
Now, Michelle, during this lockdown, has this made you realise how important the internet is to a company now? Has it made you reassess where you're going to start earning your money?
I think it has, definitely for the fundraising teams. We had a digital presence anyway, and we've always been strong on that, but I think it's even stronger now. What would we have done without the internet in this period of time? I think it's absolutely crucial. And also talking to people, not just with the fundraising team, but also with our other teams as well. We've been able to reach people on these teams, on these Zoom meetings. You know, it's still kind of carried on life as normal, but we've just found different ways, like probably other businesses and hospices have done the same. So it has been very challenging, Mike, to be fair. But we've done it. We've done a great job in this period of
Fantastic.
Time.
Fantastic. Now, I noticed you've done some quizzes online that people could download. They just buy the quizzes. Is that something you'd like to elaborate on? Now we've got something like Zoom. Perhaps you could do an online quiz that people pay £6 or £7 to enter and they sit in their own house. And that could be an ongoing thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. These things won't go away. We will keep these things. The online quizzes, as you know, we used to have the big yellow quiz and then the big orange quiz. We've had those and they were packed to the rafters. We can't live like that anymore. So we are going to have to rely on Zooms. And it can be fun. It still can be fun. And we can still connect with everyone and still raise money. And I think you're right. I think we're going to still carry on doing that. and people having Zoom meetings on their own with their family, little quizzes, and donating the money to us. And anything is going to be a help to us.
Fingers crossed you get some more money in, because you need as much as you can lay your hands on at the moment. Now, Abigail, you're on the reception desk, so I suppose you haven't been meeting many people recently, have you?
Not at all, yeah. It's been really quiet. It's limited on how many people can meet at the minute, which is a shame, because that's what I love doing on reception, is chatting to people and sort of meeting people and things. So, yeah, it's definitely been a different time at the minute.
So do you get involved in the donation part of it, donating funds, getting the funds in and helping people out in other areas?
Yeah, so I mean, myself, I've done fundraising and stuff for the hospice. I did the marathon last year for the hospice, and I was meant to do the Great Wall of China trek next March, but obviously all these things are up in the air. I was meant to be hosting a quiz night myself, actually, with all my friends and family and things, to raise money, but that couldn't happen. So yeah, it's a really hard time with fundraising and things, but I've tried to do my bits in the past. I mean, running a marathon was a big challenge, so.
I can imagine. How much training did you have to do for that?
Well, I was a bit of a runner before anyway, but about 3-4 months beforehand, doing all my long runs and stuff, so.
Mind you, 26 and a half miles is a long way to run.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how I did it. I look back now and think, how did I do that?
Now, did you run, I've often wondered about this, when people do marathons to raise money for charities, do you run the whole distance, or do you get half a mile down the road and go, hang on, I've got to have 5 minutes to myself?
I really tried. I think at about mile 20-21, I slowed down a bit and did walk a little bit then, but I really wanted to get under 4 hours, and I was just over 4 hours in the end, so it annoyed me. But
I have to have a rest when I get out of bed in the morning, so you done 20. That's a big pat on the back to you.
Honestly, someone had to pay me all the money to get me to do another marathon. The thought of doing it now, I don't know how I did it, but there you go.
Did you have blisters and chafing are the two things?
Yeah.
You had blisters. Oh no, it's not good.
Oh my god, yeah, so bad. Awful.
Now, Sue, you're the amazing, I've been told by Anita, you're the amazing eBay queen. People donate the stuff to the shops, and then do you sift through it first to see what will go on eBay and what won't, and what goes to the shops?
Well, the shops, most of them know what stuff they're going to get more on if it's online as opposed to just in the shop. So they send it over, and then we sort through it, and we get some really nice stuff. And, I take photographs and list it on eBay. And then I sadly watch what I've listed to see what it's doing.
Yeah.
And generally, it bids up really well.
Have you noticed any increase in the bids on eBay because everybody's on lockdown?
Well, sadly, we've not been able to do it because of the lockdown. We can't go in and list, and so it's not actually happening at the moment. Oh. I can't wait to start listing. And I know that all the stuff that's in the warehouse is all virus-free because it's been there for so long. So the minute I can get back, I'll be up and away.
So what you need is a small cupboard. So you go and choose from the warehouse, put it into your cupboard, and then filter it onto eBay. So how many pieces do you put on at a time?
If I generally average between 30 and 40 a day.
Oh, my word.
If I don't hit 30, I'm disappointed with myself.
Now, I used to, I was looking into half buying a record shop in Dagenham years ago when we was having records in the shop, £1.99. I was putting them on eBay, and I was getting more money on eBay than I was in the shop for them.
Yeah, because it's worldwide, because you've got a bigger audience, haven't you?
Yeah, I was sending some, I mean, one of these, it was a 12-inch record from the 80s, a dance record, and I got £70, and I had to send it to Sweden.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know about sending... LPs and 45s. I'm thinking of them getting broken in the post.
You can get stiff cardboard covers that you put them in. So that's looked after. They're quite expensive, mind you, but that's looked after. I mean, what sort of thing do you put on eBay?
Well, we do put the LPs and the records on, but we tend to job lot them. So you'll get a dealer that will bid against another dealer, possibly.
Right.
Obviously getting more, and they buy the lot, and that's easy for us because they come and collect them, and then they can sell them one at a time. You know, for me to put the LPs on, the amount that we get in, it would take days.
Yeah.
We do that job a lot. But mostly it's jewellery, bric-a-brac, paintings. One time I listed a pen, a Parker 51, and we got £600 on that.
Oh, lovely. So
it was amazing, yeah. I love it. I love my job. Yeah.
I can imagine you do. It's very rewarding when you see that amount of money come in from just that one thing that you put on there.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
If anybody's listening to us right now and they want to know what your eBay name is so they can go and help St Francis Hospice by buying some of the products, have you got the name handy?
And we're just St Francis Hospice, Michelle?
Yeah, just go on our website and the link will take you through to our eBay site.
And the St Francis Hospice website is sfh.org.uk. Ladies, it's been fascinating to talk to you, and I hope you collect loads and loads of money, because you need as much as you can lay your hands on at the moment. And if there's anything else comes up that you want to talk about, you get in contact with us again, and you're more than welcome to come on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just a massive thank you to all our volunteers, because they are absolutely amazing.
We love it, Michelle.
Yeah, we do.
You're absolutely brilliant. Do an absolutely fantastic job.